I need to know more. John 3:16. So believe in Jesus. Did you know even the demons believe and tremble? Here's a gospel card for you. So believe in Jesus. What did Jesus do, sir?
He sacrificed himself for our sins.
He died and rose again.
Exactly.
So by his perfect sacrifice, I agree. What must we do? Have they taught you? Do you go to church?
Not so much.
Good. Stay away from them. They're liars. They haven't taught the truth. Look at the result of it is Christmas, which is a Roman Catholic false holiday that God never ordained.
All that's false.
Right. So
Sabbath is false.
Exactly. So by the shed blood of Jesus, the Bible says, sir, we must repent.
Repent.
You didn't say that. You said you knew the gospel. You didn't know repentance. What is repentance?
Repentance is, I guess, put it in simple terms, basically confess your sins and ask for forgiveness on a daily basis, taking up your cross.
Actually, you're close, but it also means turning away from it. You got to leave your sin. A lot of people keep doing their sin. This culture is sin.
Right.
So by faith, repentance, when God sees you're willing to lose your life for him, he'll say to the Holy Spirit, you'll be born from above, born again.
Right.
What's the fruit you're born again? Sunday church attendance?
No.
Saying I'm a Baptist, saying I'm a Methodist. What's the fruit, you think? Per God. You know God's word? See, if you know Christ, you would know his word. If you don't know Christ, how do you know how to follow him if you don't know his word, sir?
Well, that's the whole thing.
You're lost without his word.
You're lost without his word, but there are so many, you know, like you said, the church is...
But there's only one Bible. Only one Bible.
Confuse you by the word.
Yeah, yeah. So here, let me help you.
Some church might take this verse of one way and another...
But that's why we go to the Holy Spirit and the word of God and we won't be deceived. By faith in Christ and his death, burial, resurrection, repentance, you'll be born from above. The fruit you're born of God is holiness and obedience, obeying his word and his ways, keeping his commandments, coming out of the world, not doing false things like Christmas, Sunday church, Easter, Good Friday. These are all lies. Not living like the world in sports, politics, entertainment. That's all of Satan's kingdom.
Well,
and then you have to endure.
All the entertainment industry.
So then you have to, endure to the end. That's the path to eternal life. But if you're here just walking through the culture, I love you enough to tell you, you're not on that path. You got to repent and seek Christ.
Who are you to judge? You're not the judge. He's the ultimate judge.
Actually, the Bible tells me to judge those that claim Christ. You claim Christ. I'm judging your gospel that was false. I'm judging that you're of the world. I'm judging that you're at a Christmas event.
I read the same gospel you read, don't I?
You didn't know the gospel.
What didn't I know about it?
You didn't know that you have to repent. You didn't say you had to be born again.
Huh?
Do you love the truth of God?
I mean, I think you're actually sinning by out here passing judgment on all these
people. I am supposed to judge. Jesus said judge rightly in Matthew 7.
Who says you're right, though?
God's word says I'm right. Christmas was never ordained by God.
This don't have nothing to do. This ain't about
it. They've turned Christmas and Jesus into a money-making scam. It's a satanic holiday.
Okay, so
it's a satanic holiday.
If this was going on in springtime, well, why would it have to do anything to do with Christmas?
It doesn't, but look what it does have to do with. Christmas on the walk, sir. It's connected to Christ. It's a false way. The Bible says, come out of every false way, sir. You didn't know the gospel. I want you to know the gospel. Unless you repent and come out of the culture, unless you're born of God and walk in holiness, you're going to lose your soul. Check yourself at that gospel. Our website has thousands of resources for free. We don't charge like the churches do. We want you to come out at your death. You're going to be judged by God because you're of the world. James 4:4 says, to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, sir. Repent. Consider that. Repent.
I don't think by me looking for something to buy.
But you're of the world, sir.
What, am I not supposed to buy nothing?
Sir, I didn't say you can't buy anything, but you're at a Christmas event that's pagan. You didn't know the gospel. If you love God, you'd love me because I love God. We would love each other. I don't see love coming from you. I see frustration that I'm calling out the truth. The Holy Spirit brings you to truth.
I am frustrated because...
The Holy Spirit calls you to truth, sir.
I am frustrated because of the way... I think you need to get some prayer and
really?
Ask God to help you.
Show me what I have wrong biblically.
Chapter and verse.
Chapter and verse.
I'm saying... You don't even let a man speak.
Well, how old are you, sir?
I'm 46.
46. You've been in the world for 46 years. You don't have the truth. Should I listen to you or should you listen to some truth? Jesus told me to go preach. He didn't tell me to go listen. Preach. preach the life-saving gospel, call you to repentance, sir, come out of the world, you can email me. You can email me and I'd love to help you. But if you live this life, just drifting through this world, you're going to die in your sin. You're going to be sent apart. Jesus said, puny few people in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. Why will it be you when you're of the world? It won't be you. I want it to be you, sir. I love you. I want you. Yeah, if you do, email me. Let's go deep in the scriptures. Nope.
If Jesus was to come today, I might be in trouble.
Oh, you are? You are? Yeah, good. I'm glad you admitted that. If Jesus comes today, you're in trouble. I want you to repent tomorrow. That's why I'm here, sir. I want you to repent today. What's stopping you from repenting right now and saying, I'll lose my life for Jesus Christ, everything? What's stopping you right now today? Make that confession right now if you mean it.
Christmas on the walk.
Christmas on the walk has you. A pagan false way. Yeah, see? I hope you repent, sir. I love you. Test yourself to the Word of God.